It's so good what we've come through this and celebrate the birth of Jesus. That salvation has come to all of us. Thank God that we have experienced salvation. Or have the opportunity to if we haven't. Hallelujah. That everything about God is life. 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 Life in a way we don't know it unless as we grow with Him. It's always upward. It's always better. It's so, we might go through things. We run into things, of course, but hallelujah. So let's just pray before we start. Father, we thank you for what's already taking place this morning. We thank you, Father, for your word. We thank you for the working of the Spirit. We thank you, Father, that you do much more beyond what Leanne and I share and do. We thank you, Father, for your speaking to our hearts today. Thank you for illumination. Thank you for light. Thank you for impartations. Thank you, Father, for your goodness being revealed more and more. And we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. If you want to turn to John chapter 14. I want to share some things this morning on the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to be reading out the Amplified. I'll start in verse 1 here. It's interesting about these chapters in John 14, 15, and 16. All bring such importance about the Holy Spirit. And of course, in John 14, Jesus is bringing a transition to the pastors, to the disciples, because he's getting ready to leave and go through the crucifixion and everything, and some things that are most important for him to bring and reveal to his disciples, because it's for them that now that he knows they'll understand some things, but in the future. And so there's things that he's bringing to them. We have found the importance of going over these chapters to understand and get more of the flow and help with the walking with the Holy Spirit. You know, we understand there's one God, but manifested in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And the thing about the Holy Spirit is, he's always lifting Jesus, he's always pointing to Jesus, yet he's here to help us in all this. And so, as I share here, it's interesting how Jesus starts out. Of course, isn't it so good, verse 1? He says, do not let your hearts be troubled. Well, that's a good word for us, isn't it? Amplified brings out distressed and agitated. He said, you believe in and adhere to and trust in and rely on God. Believe in and adhere to and trust in and rely also on me. And in my Father's house, there's many dwelling places, homes. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I'm going away to prepare a place for you. And when I go and make ready a place for you, I'll come back again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And to the place where I'm going, you know the way. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way? And Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. And no one comes to the Father except by and through me. If you had known me, had learned to recognize me, you also know my Father. From now on you know him and have seen him. And Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, cause us to see the Father, that's all we ask, then we'll be satisfied. Look at verse 7 again. If you had known me, had learned to recognize me. You know, there's a great truth there, isn't there? There's always a learning with God. I guess we've found that if I don't recognize what God is doing or wants to do, it's hard for me to cooperate with Him. So this is good, because it's a learning thing. It's a learning thing. So that's good news. Like, I'm just not going to know all this. Well, the Lord says, hey, be open to me, and I'll help you so I can learn to recognize, oh, that's God. Because I find God's not so obvious. What do you mean? This is God talking to you. Oh, okay. I find God most of the time doesn't do that. He works with us individually. Many times we get impressions, we get certain things, and it's God, but we don't always recognize them. And God works with us. Look at the same chapter and look at verse 16. And Jesus said, I will ask the Father, and he'll give you another comforter. Of course, the Amplified goes in, the other aspects of the comforter. That he may remain with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, welcome to its heart, because it does not see him or know and recognize him, but you know and recognize him, for he lives with you constantly and will be in you. Now here's a thought here on verse 16. It was always the Father's plan to send the Holy Spirit. And Jesus knew this. Isn't it interesting that Jesus still had to ask? See, people think things with God are just automatic. Prayer is helping bring the will of heaven to the earth. Jesus said, I'll ask the Father. It wasn't the Father that didn't want to send the Holy Spirit. We need somebody on earth to stand in the gap to bring forth from heaven to the earth. That's one aspect of prayer. He said, Jesus is our good example, isn't he, to follow? He said, I will ask the Father. Now here's in verse 17, I thought this is interesting. He's saying, the Lord's saying this about the Holy Spirit. Oh, he says, you know him. And of course he'll be in you. Well, if we've been born again, he's in us. The thought could come, yeah, but you know him. I do. Or says, you know him. Say this. I know him. I know the Holy Spirit. I know him. Now, with that, of course, there become greater understanding, and one of Paul's prayers, you could say, I could have greater depth of acquaintance of the Holy Spirit. I have a greater understanding of him, how he works, how he flows. It's always a learning thing. If in the Old Testament, the Bible says that Moses knew the ways of God, how much more can we know the ways of God, the ways of the Spirit? And it's just interesting how the Holy Spirit does things, because he doesn't operate out of here. And, we live in a natural world. We have natural things to deal with, and we need to do that. But everything God does comes from that invisible world that we call the spirit world, which is more real. Think about this. Everything we see is temporary. Everything in the spirit is eternal. Well, it seems like, hey, isn't this real? It's all temporary. But see, we are so trained and so growing up physically, all those things we deal with, the five senses and so forth, we're so geared to this. But with God's help, he helps us learn how to walk in the natural and how to move in the things of the spirit and walk in reality. Turn to 1 Corinthians in chapter 2. Let's look at verse 5. First Corinthians 2:5. It said, and Paul, by the Holy Spirit, saying, so that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of God, human philosophy, but in the power of God. I'm sorry, what? Oh, I'm sorry, thank you. The inside said the wisdom of God. Thank you. So that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, human philosophy, but in the power of God. That's interesting. In the power of God. Now I'll go down to verse 9, same chapter. But on the contrary, as the scripture says, what eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, has not entered into the heart of man, all that God has prepared, made and keeps ready for those who love him, who hold him in affectionate reverence, promptly obeying him, and gratefully recognizing the benefits he has bestowed. Yet to us, God has unveiled and revealed them by and through his Spirit, for the Holy Spirit searches diligently, exploring and examining everything, even sounding the profound and bottomless planes of God, the divine counsels and things hidden and beyond man's scrutiny. I think it's interesting as that the Lord's pointing out here. Everything that God wants to bring to us, it doesn't come through my natural eye gate. It didn't come through my ear. It didn't come from my heart. I can't get a hold of what God wants. And yet the Lord says, the Holy Spirit, he wants to reveal to you and I. He wants to reveal that to you and I. But it's not going to come from the natural. So the Holy Spirit is so ready to unveil, already has in one sense, but other words, but for you to get it, for me to get that, it's learning to be dependent upon the Holy Spirit. Let's go on and read here. In verse 11, for what man perceives, knows, and understands what passes through a man's thoughts except the man's own spirit within him? And just so no one discerns, comes to know, and comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have not received the Spirit that belongs to the world, but the Holy Spirit who is from God given to us that we might realize and comprehend and appreciate the gifts of divine favor and blessings so freely and lavishly bestowed on us by God. And we're setting these truths forth in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Holy Spirit, combining and interpreting spiritual truths with spiritual language to those who possess the Holy Spirit. Verse 14. But the natural, non-spiritual man does not accept or welcome or admit into his heart the gifts and teachings and revelations of the Spirit of God, for they are folly, meaningless nonsense to him, and is incapable of knowing them, of progressively recognizing, understanding, and becoming better acquainted with them, because they are spiritually discerned and estimated and appreciated. Verse 15, this is important. But the spiritual man tries all things. He examines, investigates, inquires into, questions, and discerns all things. Yet is himself to be put on trial and judged by no one. He can read the meaning of everything, but no one can properly discern or appraise or get an insight into him. I think it's important as we're endeavoring to follow the things of the Spirit, God is saying, it's good to discern. Or is this from God or is it or not? I may not always know. So in other words, we don't have to accept it and say, well, no, this is of the Spirit. This is of the Spirit. Well, it may or may not be. And so the Lord is saying, hey, it's good for us to have discernment. It's good for us to let the Lord show us by the Spirit. I find that many things that may not make sense at first, but the things of God, they come forth with fruit. They come forth with evidence. Oh, that was God. Oh, that was God. It has the right, because it has the right kind of, the fruit that God brings has the right kind of fruit. You know, You think about the realm of space, how vast that is. I was thinking about how the realm of the spirit can be so vast. And yet you and I can learn to operate maybe certain aspects of that. But as we're open to God, there's other areas God can take us into as he wants to. I guess the things I've learned, the things of spirits, is with prayer. Has helped me to learn, and of course with that, the things of the Holy Spirit. God works, you know, other ways too, but that's helped me to recognize and see some workings of the Holy Spirit because of, like, praying some things, and then sometimes the Lord lets you see some things which you prayed, you might say, to help encourage you, help to show you that, hey, you're doing okay here, in that process. And so, because one thing that prayer does, it brings the influence from heaven on that situation. And one thing that, how God doesn't speak directly many times, it seems like this. All of a sudden you start thinking about someone. That's a cue. God said, I want you to pray about that. But he didn't say anything. Lift up in prayer. Remember Jesus told the disciples about the Holy Spirit? You know him. You know him. It's interesting how God says things. You know him. That says to me, we know some things we don't realize we know. We know some things we don't realize we know. Because sometimes we're coming from this thing, from our mind, and it's important to know things up here, but God's saying there's other things. Hallelujah. This passage here in 1 Corinthians, one thing it brings out in verse 5 is not to put our faith in human wisdom or philosophy, but in the power of God. And it goes on, I just read about, no one discerns the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. And since the Holy Spirit knows the secret counsel of God, it's vital necessity for us to know how to hear what he wants to say to us. So it's like as we're preparing, in a sense, for this new year that's coming. The Lord's already helping us this morning about releasing, about some things there. By his help, we are prepared to move on. We are prepared to enter in. Or we could say this. We could say this over ourselves. God, thank you for preparing us for things my eyes have not seen. Preparing me for my ears have not heard. For preparing me that my heart has not thought of. Things that can be only revealed to me by your Spirit. I think it would be good if we said that. Let's say this. Thank you, God, for preparing for me things that my eyes have not seen, my ears have not heard, and my heart has not thought of. Things that can only be revealed to me by the Holy Spirit. Look at 2 Corinthians 5:17, very familiar. Therefore, if any person is engrafted in Christ, the Messiah, he's a new creation, a new creature altogether. The old, previous moral and spiritual conditions passed away. Behold, the fresh and new has come. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Any person in Christ, a new creation. So let's apply this part this way. Ears that cannot hear are gone. Eyes that cannot see are gone. A heart that couldn't comprehend is gone. Now, because I've received Jesus, I've been born again. I have eyes that can, I have ears that can hear. I have eyes that can see. I have a heart that can comprehend with the help of the Holy Spirit. Now, I might have to make some adjustments sometimes, so to speak. I might have to get tuned on in the channel. You know how it is, the radio, TV, whatever it is, communication we have. Things aren't working sometimes. Wait a minute, am I on the right channel? You know, we have wireless technology today. Well, that's nothing new to God. He's always been wireless. He always had me. Think about it. We just get plugged into Him. You know, people think, hey, God's old. Are you kidding? God's waiting for us to catch up. Where do you think all these wonderful ideas come from? Heaven, I tell you. Thank you, Lord. A new creation. Old things. Well, there's all kind of old things. Obviously, it passed away, but I like this. Ears that could not hear are gone. God put something inside of us because He moved inside. All of a sudden, there's been rearranging, new person. I tell you, it's been a big change on the inside. So our learning part is learning how to cooperate with heaven. It's learning how to walk with heaven, how to move with heaven, how to move with God. Here's the thing, when as a believer, we are all anointed. That means there's a power available. And you all have different giftings. You all carry, I like to say it this way, we all carry different things from heaven. We all carry different things. We have giftings put in us. And of course they have to be developed. And there's things, there are natural things you do, of course, natural things. But the ultimate force and strength of that is from God. And the Holy Spirit helps us learn how to channel, so to speak, how to operate in the fullness of the gifting. In the fullness of the gifting. Not limited. And following the Holy Spirit helps us stay on track and operate out of our strengths, not our weaknesses. You know, you read any leadership thing, they say always work on it's your strengths. Well, that's your giftings. That's the different things God's put into us. That's why we need each other, because you know what? You have strengths I don't have, and you know, I need that strength. I need what you have. And so we do. It's a God thing. And the world calls it, and which is true, and it should be this way in the church too, it's called team mentality. Or a higher level is kingdom mentality. And out of that, but I'm dependent upon the Holy Spirit to know my part and to recognize your part. And it's a learning thing. I'm not for sure I want to work with Greg here or not. I'm not for sure. He didn't comb his hair right today. I don't know for sure. Like, he has hair, I don't, whatever. I mean, there's all these distractions. We have all these different things come up. We have different backgrounds. We have different cultures. And it's like, who cares? But if that becomes a thing, that can separate us. And God's in the thing of joined together. And God doesn't mind there's a little friction in the church. What do you mean by that? He wants to see, are you more interested in being reconciled or being right? Bring reconciliation, or, hey, I'm right. Now, the rest of you need help. No. Wait a minute. Cause the love of God is just bigger than all that. Who cares who's right? You know, when you go through the Amplified version of that love chapter, it says love does not insist on its own right, so that sure knocks that out. Cause I don't know about you, in our family, it was important to be right growing up. And that sure takes care of that nonsense. And so after a while, it's like, I don't care who's right, I want God. I want God to have your way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And then I think in Ephesians 1:17, it's so good what the Holy Spirit had Paul pray. Pray this. I think almost everybody here knows this, but it's always good to look at it again. Paul, by the Holy Spirit, said, I always pray to the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that he grant you a spirit of wisdom and revelation, or we could say illumination, of insight into mysteries and secrets and the deep and intimate knowledge of him. I say prayer has a part of getting light to you, of getting light to each other. And how God will raise up people to pray for somebody, to bring more light, to bring more light. Just like we, as we just prayed about the pastor being released. I tell you, God can take simple prayers, and I tell you, things start moving, things start getting rearranged by just simple prayers. Hey, God says, you pray, I'll take care of the other stuff. You pray, I'll move. You pray, I'll move. And the reason we thought about moving, because it came from him to start with. The reason we thought about praying for that this morning, Leanne had that. Heaven says to Leanne, or whoever, but to her right there, go that way. Go that way. I'm not saying he said those words, but in other words, yeah, that thing. See, she started following that impression, those prophecies started following that, because God wanted to do something. He wanted to get us involved with that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, get beyond. Yes, get beyond our head. See, we all do. How do it for our head? Well, why would I do that? So sometimes I've learned. Well, I'm going to check this out. Is this my head? Is this God? It's not like Leanne said. When there's no anointing, you know, but. Hallelujah. But, you know, God's not nervous about that. I find, hey, what are you doing? Well, I'm practicing. God says, that's fine. We're learning. Walking with him. Hallelujah. So, grant you a spirit of wisdom, illumination, light of insight. Uh-oh. Holy Spirit, remember? He said he wants to reveal these things to us. Oh, here's about the prayer. I'll remind you about the prayer. About how light comes. Different things come. This woman of God, when she lived in Texas with her husband at the time didn't know God. He was a drunk. He was, you know, just messed up. Of course, she believed for that to change in the meantime. I mean, she'd go to the church early in the morning and she'd pray there all day long. And fast, the custodian had to wait for her sometimes at night to lock the church up. And during this time of praying, she started getting these messages of preaching, you know, teaching messages. And she, God, what are you giving these for? I'm not a preacher. I'm not a minister. What are you giving these for? She's writing them down. What are you giving these to me for? So sometime later, she's in a meeting with another woman of God. And the minister's up there. He's preaching and he's teaching. Obviously, she lets out a little squeal, you know, and the woman says, What is it? He's preaching on those messages I got. It was Brother Hagin. Now, here's what I thought was so interesting. Brother Hagin, I knew, was a man of prayer. I knew he was a man of the Spirit. Yet God is having somebody help bring, you might say, utterance to him to bring things. It was exactly almost word for word what she had. I thought, that's interesting how God would do that. How God from say, you know what? Brother Hagin needs some help here. She didn't know who she was praying for. Hey, he's reaching for heaven. It's not about Brother Hagin. It's about the believers and whoever shows us who it's for. That's who it's for. But God said, I'm going to bring you help by the Holy Spirit. Whew, that's the way of God. I wouldn't have known that. Whew. More ways. God has more ways. That kind of, God, you would, I mean, I never thought God would use somebody in prayer. That shows what I know. So it's learning. So it's that learning thing. I'm so glad I got to hear that. Oh, that's so good. Yeah, she was so relieved because she thought God's going to have me preach these messages, teach these messages. Oh, that was a little frightening to her. Because that's not her. She is not in the office. She's not in a five-fold office. That was not her. But see, head, interference from the head. But if we just keep the head, laid aside, so to speak. There's a time God gave us a mind. You know, I used to farm, and so we were around powerful equipment and dangerous equipment. You better have your head in gear, so to speak. But at the same time, we got to stay open to the things of the Spirit. And now we have people here. You're working in jobs. You're working in critical jobs. Boy, you got to pay attention. I understand that. God does too. But at the same time, I believe if we'll stay open, God can somehow get something to us in the midst. Isn't it interesting? You can worry while you're doing things. Well, that's perverted. So there's a way God can get things to us in a good way. Well, you see, stay open to Him. Stay open. Because here we can just be going, driving, whatever, all of a sudden a thought comes from heaven. Now, I may not recognize it at first. I may not recognize it. Go over here. Why would I go over there? Or, you know, how it is. God works with you. But God's just not too direct. But I've learned as we follow that, there's fruit with it. May not show up right away. I remember one time earlier, long ago, we were going to this meeting years ago. And so we're praying for the meeting. I started praying about the gathering, and many other things. When we got there, the minister started talking about the gathering. Well, that was a help. Oh, Lord, thank you. Okay. Got tuned in there. May not tune in over here, but it's a growing thing. So, in other words, it wasn't just, we have to pray now. Guess it's come to that. Now, that's why, Leanne, we've seen you might say, getting in the spirit of prayer. So it's a joy for us to pray. It's a joy for us of that walking with God is part of the process. Hallelujah. Oh, this is a good scripture. Let's look at this. Job 32:8. Job 32:8. Like the Amplified says. But there is a vital force, a spirit of intelligence in man. And the breath of the Almighty gives men understanding. Isn't that good? You could say illumination. Boy, I tell you what, God shows up, I sure look good. How about you? I'll read that again. There is a vital force of a spirit of intelligence. Of course, that comes from God. In man. And the breath of the Almighty gives men understanding. Now, here's something else about thinking about heading into the new year, heading to different, you know, days ahead. The Holy Spirit knows how to prepare us. He knows how to prepare us. And we can rise to a level of preparedness with His help. You prepare for a test of the natural, how do you study? So God will help us in being prepared. Being prepared. Hallelujah. You know, we can say this, it's important for us, if we're going to be prepared, to be connected, stay connected to the Lord, stay connected to the Holy Spirit. Most of us have cell phones, and I dare say our cell phones, we make sure that thing's plugged in. Sometime during the day or at night when we go to bed. Why? Because we want that power available on that phone. And if it's not plugged in, pretty soon there's no power in the phone. But God has a way that we can say plugged in. Because He said in Jude 1:20, He said, but you beloved, build yourselves up, found on your most holy faith, make progress, rise like an edifice higher and higher, praying in the Holy Spirit. So being charged up by praying in the Spirit. It's like plugging our phone in, getting this recharged in here, so to speak, getting recharged, staying charged up. So we're charged up daily. So our cell phones are charged. We can go so far, we might have a charger in the car. I mean, we make sure that our cell phone, and because why? We have important communication at times, we have to have that cell phone It's gotta be ready to go. I can't have that thing dying. And if we don't watch ourselves, wait a minute. Hey, God didn't say I had to pray for hours. Just spend some time. Charge. Hey, we have busy. I think most people have busy lives. God knows that. But just, you know, or let's look at it this way. I'm getting up to pray and get my prayer for the day. And think about it like this. Breathing. We don't think about breathing, do we? We just do that. I think sometimes prayer, we try to approach prayer this way. I'm going to take one air. I'm going to breathe. I'm going to take one big breath for the day. Like one big prayer. Like prayer's going to, one prayer. Well, God said, hey, that's good to pray, whatever, but don't get locked into it. Well, some can last longer than others, but it's not very long. Not very long. Well, we don't think about breathing, do we? We might start thinking about praying, maybe to start with, but if we just follow God, pretty soon we'll be praying a few minutes here, or different times here today. In other words, staying connected to Him. Staying connected. Not making something religious out of it. And it's like, you know, people say this. I understand it. You need to get up early and pray. Well, I thought there's some people, they flunked the test. Brother Hagin did. He did most of his stuff at night, late at night. He went up early. He's up late at night. So in other words, find what works with you. That's what I find. Just what works. Pray some, pray this. You know, one thing we do, of course, driving down here, is we're praying and worshiping God. You know, we don't have any kids. I understand there's different things going on, but so we take that time and that works for us. So here's what the Holy Spirit's going to do. He's going to keep drawing you and me to Him, to the Lord. He's going to keep drawing you and me to Him, to the life source, to the life source. Here's the thing. The scriptures, these don't contain God. They reveal God. And the Holy Spirit says, hey, I want to do some more revealing. I want to do some more revealing. I want to do some more revealing of God. Of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we can say this. God's bigger than His book. He's bigger than His book. He's bigger than His book. He's bigger. He's bigger. He's bigger. He's bigger. Bigger than the book. Remember it said about Jesus? They couldn't, the world couldn't contain all the books. So they just wrote His short time here, 3 years. I mean, all the things that He write about. Thank you, Lord. Well, Father, we just thank You, Father, for this time. We thank You, Father, what You're doing with all of us. We thank You, Father, for the leadership of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Helping us, Lord. Entering into this next year, along the way, we thank You, Father. Thank you for Your goodness. Thank You for Your help for the Holy Spirit. Thank You, Father. And we give You thanks now. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.